One of Those Days. Episode 23. It was one of those polyester days, and the sky was faking. Down by the fire plug, the dog was singing Turkey in the Straw, a tune composed by Anonymous but claimed by George, Bob, and the hearts of millions. His master, Joey the First, was tugging on the leash, anxious to get home to see if his wife could fake out the food critics with her fatless, low-cal polyester hamburger. But at home, Delicatessen Jill had woven all the polyester into a security blanket to protect the government's fraud and mismanagement, and was busy baking terminal cuteness pie for the Dizzy Whiz-Bang theme park employees' annual bash while arguing with the chicken about which came first, mud pies or dewdrop-ins, said Delicatessen Jill. Why is it that Appalachia gets to be the media hero every 10 years or so? Joey the First took out a spare throat from his closet to make sure he wouldn't get sore over the outcome of this project and ran down into the basement to make media heroes more available to all. Soon, he was the first Joey ever to broadcast everybody's story for 20 minutes, 24 hours a day. Scientists the world over were amazed with his environmental television room, which exposed the eyeball to 1,000 discrete images simultaneously, but were distressed with the progress of human evolution, which sprouted 2,000 eyeballs over its head to process all the information. But Delicatessen Jill was rather pleased. She called all the neighbors, and they all rushed out dressed up in clothes from the 1950s and drew pencil-thin mustaches on everybody's upper lip. In no time flat, they were faking their way through the movie Polyester by the Baltimorean filmmaker John Waters. One of Those Days. Episode 3. It was one of those soybean days, and the sky was posing. Down by the fireplug, the dog was crooning Mood Indigo by Duke Ellington, a tune as nightmarish and melancholic as beating a dead horse with a cotton club. His master, Joey the First, was tugging on the leash, anxious to get home to see what food his wife could get the soybean to pose as this time. But at home, Delicatessen Jill had turned all the beans into gas and was busy boiling the brains of anti-communist doomsayers to make a stock for her red herring soup, while arguing with the chicken about which came first, the carrot or the horse, said Delicatessen Jill. If it weren't for the carrot, the horse wouldn't know where to go. Joey the First slapped in a spare inner ear from his closet to ensure he wouldn't lose his equilibrium during this task and ran down into the basement to give horses a sense of direction. Soon, he was the first Joey ever to endow horsepower with artificial intelligence. Ships navigated the seven seas without captains, cars parked themselves, lawns were mowed at the snap of a finger until it was discovered that artificial intelligence didn't have the common horse sense to distinguish grass from flowers, parking spaces from sidewalks, or 10-foot waves from a shipping dock. But Delicatessen Jill was rather pleased. She called all the neighbors, and they all rushed out dressed up in Puritan costumes while waving bolts of shiny black leather in the air. In no time flat, they sewed together a giant soybean bag in the shape of a boulder, where they took turns posing as the pilgrims at Plymouth Rock. One of Those Days. Episode 117. It was one of those Red Sox days, and the sky was stuffing. Down by the fireplug, the dog was beeping through the theme music to The Twilight Zone by Sterling Silver, a tune so eerie and gray it sounded like the doorbell to the House of Usher. His master, Joey the First, was tugging on the leash, anxious to get home to see if his wife had unwrapped the white Russian cheese from 1917 and stuffed it into a Red Sox to sell to the commie hardliners still in the Kremlin. But at home, Delicatessen Jill had sent her fine to the Boston Red Sox, Sox, who were not cheesy about paying their pitching staff, and was busy teaching the Whiskey Priest Band how to hiccup in unison during their performance of the Third Man theme at the Memorial Graham Greene Bash, while arguing with Jojo the Chicken about which came first, do nothing or nothing doing, said Jojo the Chicken. The do-nothing start crowing at the crack of dawn to switch the clucking from nothing-doing to ain't that something. Jerry the First took out a spare earlobe from an old jewelry box in his closet in case he wanted to send the cryptic message to David Lynch after this task and ran down into the basement to mend the crack of dawn. Soon, he was the first Jerry ever to develop a safe aerosol lollipop that moistened together the break of day into a sweet, seamless color. Every day, the sun went traveling through the path of an all-day sucker until it was realized that the dome of the sky was growing so sticky it was pulling the land of the rising sun right up out of the sea. But hey, and Delicatessen Jill was rather pleased. She called all the neighbors, and they all ran out with southern fried chicken and jumped into their airplanes. In no time flat, they were flying around the weather vane till the Red Sox was fluttering to the south so they could start stuffing their faces with chicken.